Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you this week, studying the most exciting parts of the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he had judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornications, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Hallelujah. And again they said, Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God that sat upon the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Handel. George Handel went into a room for 3 weeks. He hadn't really even been such a particularly religious man. But he went into a room, and when he came out, he had shut himself, and on his manuscripts of his notes, there were tear stains. He said he had been visited by God. Every word of Handel's Messiah and of the whole work that contains Handel's Messiah is of these times, when the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God. I believe that, of course, we're coming here to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I believe that it shall indeed be our wedding music. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Verse 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is the church. We're back to the church again. The things on earth, the judgments on earth have been completed. And now we're going to go back to the scene of heaven where we are and where we have been for the 7 years. I want to do a little bit of, if you are a born-again child of God, remember we said that you have to rightly divide the word, and especially rightly divide the book of Revelation. There are 3 groups of peoples involved. According to 1 Corinthians 10:32, the Jews, the nations, the Gentiles, we say sometimes, the Jews, the nations, and the church. Now, in the church, in the Old Testament, there were only 2 groups, the Jews and the Gentiles. Correctly, in the Hebrew, it's the Jews and the nations, because after those nations failed at the Tower of Babel, God separated unto himself a nation, a separated nation, Israel, who had the job of revealing God to the rest of the nations. So in the Old Testament, we have the Jews, we have the nations. In the New Testament, out of the first 2, any Jew, any Gentile who accepts the Lord Jesus Christ and is born again, out of those 2, he makes 1 new man. And so there's a new creature, a brand new creature. We say the church, the body of Christ, the ecclesia, and that body of Christ is the bride of Christ. Now, if you are a member of the bride of Christ, if you've been born again, if you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you have become a new creature, a brand new creation, then I am going to read you your future here. And I don't need palm leaves to do it. Bless the Lord. We are going to, sometime in the very near future, I believe we will be that glorious church. And we will, as the glorious church, Ephesians 5:27, God, oh, hallelujah, bless the Lord. The book of Ephesians is absolutely a book that tells you your present, and it also tells you your future. But in the 5th chapter, verse 27, oh, we'll start with verse 25. It says, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. He is preparing himself a bride for presentation. It speaks of him washing her with the water of the word. This is exactly what happened. It happens in the East. They prepare the brides. You can see it in the book of Esther. Hadassah, or Esther, was prepared to go into the king. She was washed with beautiful, with oils, and she was prepared 6 months with this kind of a rubbing of her skin, and another 6 months with another kind of a rubbing of her skin. So that's the picture here of the Eastern bride. He's washed us, he's cleansed us, that he might present us to himself, for, verse 30, we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. This is a great mystery, verse 32, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. The woman, Adam, the first Adam, the woman was actually in the book of Genesis, it says their name was Adam. They were together. They were in one creature, one being, and their name was Adam, Adam meaning of blood. God separated one side of man and made woman. The Hebrew words are ish for the male part and isha for the female part. It's not rib. T-S-E-L-A is a Hebrew word which means side. So one side of the man was separated, answering unto him, exactly like him, face to face. There's no such word as help meet. There's no such word as help mate. In the Bible, even the King James, you can see it. God made an help meet for him. It really means help, and that's the same word that is help. God is our ever-present help, and it's a noun that God is the help. So it's the same. She's a help meet for him, and you can see this in a good reference Bible, which means answering unto him. She's exactly as they face each other. They are answering unto one another. In the beginning, their name was Adam. He separated one side, ish being the male part, Isha being the female part. And then after the fall, Adam named her Hayah. We say Eve, meaning mother of living. But the point is, she was taken out of one side of him, out of the last Adam, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. We were taken out of his riven side, and we are answering unto him. We are that bride of Christ, and he is preparing us for a presentation day. Now, I wanted to read to you some of the scriptures. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, and first we'll do 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in 2 Corinthians 4, we will do 14. We're looking for the fact that he's going to present us. Jesus is going to present us to himself a perfectly beautiful, glorious bride. Revelation, 2 Corinthians 4:14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. We shall be presented before the glory of the Father. We shall be there on presentation day. Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I do hope you have your Bible, chapter 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. He is our husband, are his bride, we shall be presented to him. Colossians 1:22, another verse about the presentation. In the body of his flesh through death, he has reconciled us, verse 21 says, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. We are headed toward a great presentation day as the bride of Christ. The little book of Jude, which is only one chapter and was written by the flesh brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jude and James, both were flesh half-brothers of Jesus. But here in the book of Jude, one chapter long, we see in verse 24, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." So you see that we are betrothed to one husband. We are the bride of Christ. We are going to be a glorious church. He is washing us with the water of the word to present us. And we are heading for a presentation day. Hallelujah. When we shall be presented as the bride of Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And Revelation chapter 19 will give us that presentation day when we're all ready. But before we can go and be presented to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have some things here on earth that are going to happen to us. For one thing, we are being changed into his very image. The Bible tells us that this is the mystery of the church. Colossians 1:26, when we're born again, he becomes Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then as we are changed from one degree of glory to the next degree of glory, even unto the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is all going on in the church right now. He's changing you from glory to glory. He's changing me. That was an old time song. And it's taken from the Bible that as we look in the book and we look for the glory of God, then we are changed by the Holy Spirit into the very image of Jesus. He is the most glorious bridegroom ever there was, and he shall have the most glorious bride ever there was. That beginning, he that, the Bible says in Corinthians, he that spoke light into the darkness in Genesis, spoke light into our beings. And we have this glory in earthen vessels. We have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have the glory and the presence of God in you. And the Holy Ghost is changing you and me right now. And he's changing the whole earth, in the whole church and the whole earth, preparing us to be changed like unto his gloriousness. We're going to look at this more tomorrow. Presentation day, bride of Christ. What is your future? What is your near future? We shall look at it tomorrow. And this is Billy Brim, Billy Brim Ministries. If you want to write us, and we'd love to have you enclose an offering for our radio broadcast, write to Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. You may telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. And we'd love to have you come online, see all the things, the good works God has ordained that we should walk in. Be a part of them. We'd love to have you for a partner. Just go to Billy Brim, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. This is Billy Brim saying shalom.